HUD Homes Half Off, a simple step-by-step detailed guide to simplify the process for buying HUD homes at 50, 40, even 30% of value. By Larry H. Goins. Copyright The Goins Group, LLC. All rights reserved. This publication may not be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in whole or in part in any form by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise, except for personal use, without prior written permission from the author. Disclaimer: this publication is designed to provide competent and reliable information regarding the subject matters covered. However, it is sold with the understanding that the author and publisher are not engaged in rendering legal, financial, or other professional advice. If legal or other expert assistance is required, the services of a professional should be sought. The author and publisher specifically disclaim any liability that is incurred from the use or application of the contents of this book. All companies and domains are registered trademarks of their respective companies, and we are in no way, shape, or form endorsed or affiliated with any company other than our own. Dedication and acknowledgments. I want to thank my family that I love very much. My wife Pam, daughter Linda, son Noah, and my mom, Ann. Thank you, Andy Lakin, for all the wisdom and knowledge in real estate and business that you've shared with me. You are the guru's guru. Thanks, Dad. I would also like to thank all of my team members who work hard every day running my real estate business, taking care of all of our students, and keeping our core values and mission statement alive and well. Introduction. Hello, and welcome to the wonderful world of HUD Homes. If you are reading this, you are either a real estate investor who wants to take advantage of the many properties that can be bought today at a discount, or a savvy home buyer looking to get a good deal on your first or next personal residence. I'm Larry Goins, a real estate investor and private money lender in South Carolina, and I teach people like yourself how to make money in real estate through proven, out-of-the-box methods, even if you're starting out with no credit or cash to put down on properties. I'm going to address real estate investors specifically in this book, as this is my background and probably includes the majority of people who are reading this book. But if you are looking for a home to live in yourself, and investors need homes too, then read this with your investor glasses on, because the same mindset will help you find what you're looking for to live in and save a lot of money in the process. You may even decide that you would like to make some money investing in real estate by the time you finish reading this book. I want to take just a minute and tell you about our mission statement and core values. When you start running a business, it is important that everyone on board know the philosophy of the business and the owners. You need to set the tone of your business and how it will be run. This will help you when you start bringing in others to help grow your business. If you have your own set of core values and a mission statement, you will be able to keep them in mind when hiring new people and working with customers. If you visit our office in Lake Wylie, South Carolina, you will see these hanging in the lobby and in at least four other places throughout our offices, our mission statement and core values. Our mission statement: to provide hope, encouragement, and opportunity to individuals and their families by providing quality products, services, properties, and mentoring based on ethical, moral, and biblical principles. Core values we live by. Number one, we put people and principles before profits. Number two, we expect, embrace, and adapt to change. Number three, we are adventurous, creative, open-minded, and have fun. Number four, we take ownership, are accountable, and challenge ourselves. Number five, we are good stewards of the company's money, resources, and our time. Number six, we nurture each customer in every interaction to create a lifetime raving fan. Number seven, we keep a sense of urgency, a positive attitude, and do our best. Number eight, we are committed to personal excellence and self-improvement. Number nine, we build a positive team and family spirit. Number 10, we are humble and do the right thing. Before starting your business, I hope you will create your own set of core values and a mission statement that reflects who you are and how you want to run your business and life. Now is the time to get deals on houses. If you've been paying attention to the news and real estate market in the last few years, you've probably noticed that with hard economic times has come a surge of loan defaults, foreclosures, short sales, and repossessed homes. With these challenges comes this opportunity for those with the courage to think big and take action to follow through. Homes that have been foreclosed are typically sold for less than market value, sometimes far below. I have personally purchased HUD homes as low as 30% of the list price. The banks and government institutions that now own these properties are not in the business of keeping real estate on their books for long. In fact, they want to get rid of them ASAP to improve their financial statements. So they are often willing to take the loss in order to recoup some of the money they originally spent. You stand to profit by buying them at a discount, fixing them up and reselling them again for a quick profit, which I call a fix and flip. Or you may buy homes today at very depressed prices and hold on to them as part of a long-term wealth-building strategy. Getting houses for a fraction of what they were once worth means the values have plenty of room to come up when the market corrects itself. In addition to the market conditions, we are purchasing properties at 30 to 50% less than the current asking or list price, which is even better. In other words, you don't want to buy when the market is at its peak, so now is the time. You also don't want to pay list price, which will almost ensure a profit for you, assuming everything else with the property checks out. We will cover this later in the book. Even in today's tougher market, my team and I buy and sell 10 to 15 or more deals per month, and most of our properties are sold the same day, although we do rehab some to retail and also keep some as rentals. No more rehabs, tenants, or long-term financing. We are in and out of each property quickly. Traditional methods of finding distressed properties. Over the years, I have constantly tested and tried new ways of finding motivated sellers willing to sell their property far below market value. Some of it involves proactive marketing, such as mailing letters and postcards or running ads to get people to respond. This can be time-consuming and often requires an upfront investment in marketing cost, which a lot of beginning investors or aspiring homeowners don't have. One alternative is to get a good real estate agent to help you find properties that might be a potential deal. I've done this many times with success and wholeheartedly recommend getting one or several buyer's agents to pound the pavement searching for deals on your behalf. But this can also be time consuming as you may need to invest a few hours in each potential deal, researching its value, driving out to do a walkthrough, and finding out the facts about the house piecemeal. It can be a real organizational mess. Why I wrote this book? I decided to create this book in order to show my students a simpler method for finding deals that I believe every investor needs to try for the following reasons. The list of HUD homes for sale is readily available to anyone, even without a real estate license. This makes your job of finding suitable properties to look into easier in the first place. There's also a limited amount available each month, so it's usually manageable to stay on top of without being overwhelmed. Next, the best part is that you don't have to gather the information you need about each property in bits and pieces in order to make an intelligent offer. HUD has the list organized pretty well in advance for you to use. Of course, you'll always need to do your own due diligence, but these numbers can be used as rough estimates to save time, and you can verify them later on. Another advantage of bidding on HUD properties is the bidding process is streamlined and simple. When the time comes, an agent will submit your offer online and you'll get an answer back the next day if it's accepted or if they have made you a counteroffer. Typically, it's either accepted or rejected, but if it is rejected, they will not send any response at all. the offer simply expires and the property is still open to new bids for the current day. Since you are not dealing with homeowners and the emotional element that comes with it, you bypass much of this to a degree anytime you use an agent. But with HUD homes especially, you're dealing with an organization that has its own policies and procedures. This means that it gets efficient and predictable after a while. Remember, it's a numbers game. Each offer you make can be done in a relatively short amount of time, so if you are dedicated to making multiple offers each week, it's just a matter of time until one is accepted. It might take 25, 50, or even 100 offers or more to get one accepted at the low prices I will show you how to buy at. If you expect that going in, you will not get disappointed after making several offers without getting a positive response. Another advantage of working with HUD is that there is a little competition. Most investors are chasing after people in foreclosure or trying to buy properties at auction. And when you submit your bid, HUD will only compare your offer to any other offers that happened to have been submitted that same day, if any, before making their decision. Typically, you don't have multiple people making offers on the same day. Now, depending on the market you live in, there could be competition. If you are an investor or live in an area where there is competition, I suggest making offers in a different market where there is not as much competition. With HUD, you can get big discounts. I'm not saying this because I heard it somewhere. I'm saying it because I do deals all the time and can show you examples. So if you find a local real estate agent who tries to tell you that HUD will not accept offers under 80 or 90%, don't bother listening. Perhaps they have never seen someone actually do it, but you need people on your team who believe in the same possibilities you see, or else they will not last long working with you. And remember, it is a numbers game, so whichever agent you find is going to have to put in some work. One thing that I've found is that the lower the price of the property, the lower a bid they will accept. For example, I've purchased many houses that were listed around $30,000 and ended up paying around $10,000, which is about 33% of list. It is much more difficult to get a 33% bid accepted on a house listed for $100,000. Special bonus. We have a strategy that allows us to capitalize on this by buying dirt cheap houses that no one else wants. We then sell them for 3 to 6 times what we paid by selling them with seller financing. We've gotten returns from 119% to 788% on our investment by receiving monthly payments and getting paid more over time. This is a great concept that works extremely well in today's market. I call this my filthy riches strategy. If you would like to learn more about this, please visit HUDHomesHalfOff.com and enter access code HUD1 to get a free 7-part video series, register for a training webinar, and much more. I hope you've gotten a lot out of this training that we've just gone over. You know, it was a lot of really good information, detailed information that you need to be aware of. And I want to share a couple more things with you before we wrap it up. Number one, I would love for you to meet my team sometime. I've got a phenomenal team here in my office, and they're buying and selling and closing 10 to 20 deals a month, and they're having fun and making money. And yes, I've got people that could go out on their own and do their own business and be on their own. But, you know, I've created an environment and a culture here that breeds success and it breeds happiness and it breeds autonomy, mastery, and purpose. Those are three things that people really look for when they're working for a company. They want autonomy. They want to feel like they're in control of their own destiny. And they want mastery. They want to get good at what they're doing. And they want to feel like they have purpose. You know, those three things right there outweigh any commissions or bonuses or salaries or anything. Because if a person's not happy, doesn't make any difference how much money they're making. They're going to be moving on and looking for another opportunity. One of the things that has helped me to create this whole culture that we have in our office is our mission statement and our core values. And I would like to read those to you right now. We've had many, many people come into our office just off the street, maybe visiting one of the tenants in our office building here. And they see our mission statement, our core values hanging up on the wall in the lobby. And they stop and take a picture of it with their phone. And I think it's that important. I'd like to share it with you. So here is our mission statement. Our mission statement is to provide hope, encouragement, an opportunity to individuals and their families by providing quality products, services, properties, and mentoring based on ethical, moral, and biblical principles. And I think that's a very important mission statement. It took us a long time to put that together, and we kind of did it as a group. I'm going to go through and list our top 10 core values that we live by here at our organization. Number one, we put people and principles before profits. Number two, we expect, embrace, and adapt to change. Number three, we are adventurous, creative, open-minded, and have fun. Number four, we take ownership, are accountable, and challenge ourselves. Number five, we are good stewards of the company's money, resources, and our time. Number six, we nurture each customer in every interaction to create a lifetime raving fan. Number seven, we keep a sense of urgency, positive attitude, and do our best. Number eight, we are committed to personal excellence and self-improvement. Number nine, we build positive team spirit and family spirit. And our 10th core value that we live by here at our organization is we are humble and do the right thing. So I hope you get a lot out of that, and I hope you got a lot out of this entire training. And I would like to let you know, if you'd like some more free education, information, training, you can always visit larrygoins.com. That's LarryGoins.com. And there's all kind of free audio training, video training. There's free home study courses and articles and much, much more. Also, I would like to invite you, if you would like to speak with one of my team members and kind of go over a strategy session of where you are, where you want to be, your likes, your dislikes, your strengths, your weaknesses, assets, liabilities, and how we can help you become a successful investor, I would like to offer you a free 30-minute strategy session with one of my team members. Simply call 803-831-2858. That's 803-831-2858. And one of my team members, one of my business advisors here in the office, their sole purpose is to help my students get up and running. They'll talk to you. They'll go over everything and ask you questions and help you take your training from bookcase to bank account. Because remember, no matter what training you invest in, it's self-help, not shelf help. So I really appreciate you listening to this. I hope you got a lot out of it. And I look forward to helping you become a successful investor. Thanks a lot, and I wish you the best.